welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. So good to be with you. Great broadcast we have today. A lot of news, and we'll go over Uncle Kevin's here. We're in the same room, so this will there won't be a delay. This will be a lot better. And we got a fantastic guest. I've been wanting to get somebody on like this, and a couple of people that we wanted, they were busy, you know, pretty high profile on this. But I think this guy's going to end up actually being better. He's written a book. The name of the book is very provocative, very odd, I would say, The Case Against Reality and what that means. And reading this, skimming this is going to be quite a discussion about reality, our perceptions of it, what that means, the world we live in. Donald Hoffman is his name. And what's the implication for all the things that we're dealing with? Because, you know, the power is within us. And it has been bestowed upon us, and I know that, I believe that, and science is proving that, and this theoretical scientist, he's a teacher, he's a lot of things, it's going to be a great interview. So we're going to have him in about an hour. So we'll do the news before then. Uncle Kevin, welcome back to the Power Hour, of course.
It's great to be back again there, Dan. It's great to see you again. We won't be talking over each other now. Excellent.
Well, we'll see if we talk over each other.
But, yeah, we do.
At least we'll be doing in the same room. I spent the better part of the weekend on my research time talking about this bank situation, and pundit after pundit, person on TV after person on TV, not all, I shouldn't say all, but a lot of them, are saying what happened to the banks last week is not a big deal. This is just like modus operandi, business as usual. I'm here to tell you that that's not the truth.
I agree, 100%. You know, it's just not random that you pump in $350 billion into the economy in one week.
We discussed this at the end of last week. Let me go over it again. The Fed overnight window, okay, banks, the way they operate, they have to have a certain amount of cash on holdings to justify their purchases or justify their deposits or what have you. There could be a variety of reasons. And so they will borrow from other banks, and it's called the repo window, odd name, but yeah. They're repossessing the money back into the system. I mean, it's a weird logic, but trust me, that's what it's called. So the repo window normally operates about a 2% interest rate, little less, little more, but, you know, somewhere around 2% interest that you're going to pay to borrow money for a night. So 2% annually. So really not that much. It's just a courtesy. I mean, banks do this all the time.
All the time.
Well, the beginning of last week, the banks needed money to make this, to bridge these gaps, and the money was not available. Okay. When that happens, it's like, oh my gosh, the last time it happened like this, I'll give you three guesses and the first two don't count, was around 2007, 8, 9 time. Mm-hmm. That's the last time this happened. The Fed then pumped, for lack of a better word, basically created money out of nothing, buying bonds from these banks to give them the liquidity to buy these worthless, you know, not worthless, that's the wrong word, but very tenuous bonds from these banks at the tune of, like Kevin said, $350 billion. Now, the TARP program from 2008-09, whatever it was about how much?
$820 billion.
So about $820 billion. It was a drag, knockdown, drag-out fight in mm-hmm. Congress, blah, blah, blah. $800 billion.
Right.
Okay.
That was TARP.
That was TARP. You remember Catherine Austin Fitz on last week talking about FASB 56 and how basically stock market, these transactions have all went dark. There's no accountability anymore. So it's worse than let's audit the Fed. It's like, let's not even know anything about the Fed.
Right.
That's basically where we're at. They just pumped almost half of that TARP money equivalent in 1 week into the banking system.
And not make it a big deal out of it either.
And nothing to see here. There's no problem. There's nothing at all to see here.
Like this is normal. It is not normal. And when you go up to the window, that's like the window of shame for the banks. Everybody, everybody, every other bank knows that there's trouble in your sector.
Well, trouble maybe a strong word, but hey, we need, we got the little liquidity problem.
Right.
Okay, tell the story. This is an anecdotal story. We both know this gentleman. His name is Mark. I'm not going to give his last name, but he's a doctor. Yes, we've talked to him about vaccines. We've gotten them. But anyway, that's another story. But anyway, tell the story he told you last week about the ATM.
We were playing cards. We play with him every once in a while. And he was saying, I tried to get $400 out of my ATM machine. And I couldn't do it. And then I asked him, well, how much did you get out? He said, $200. They gave me $200, not $400. And then I asked him, is it a commercial bank? And he said, yes, it's a commercial bank. And he didn't think nothing of it, but then I told him about all the liquidity problems that the banks were having, and it went right over his head. He didn't get the connection between, you know.
He got his $200. It's not a big deal.
Right. I got $200. I'm fine.
Yeah, so it wasn't a big deal. Okay, we're hearing anecdotal evidence like that. Maybe you have or are you. I don't know. What does this mean? Well, I don't know what it means, but
it could be a little glitch. It could mean nothing. You know,
it's not a good thing. When you put everything together, I'm concerned, and you probably are too. And you may be thinking, well, I don't care nothing about stock market. I don't care. Okay, I get it. You need to be aware of this, and you need to pay attention to this, and kind of follow what's going on, and the Fed, and there is, you know, just like Daniel Estulin said. We're seeing these reports now. You know, when Daniel Estulin came on the show however long ago and said, hey, America's moving towards civil war, and I was like aghast. And then right after that, you start to see reports everywhere, zero heads, even mainstream articles or corporate media articles suggesting that may be possible. Well, this is kind of the similar thing. You're starting to see these signs and these cracks of certain vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, for lack of a better word. This is important. And we want to make sure you know this and understand it at least reasonably well, be able to understand and to take action. So it's not financial advice. It's you know, just for
knowledge.
for your information.
Yeah, for your
we'll get to the rest of the news. The number one story, is it the banks? Is it Google in these quantum computers? I don't know. But out of Fortune magazine, Google claims quantum supremacy, quote unquote, quantum supremacy. That's a scary term. Anyway, marking a major milestone in computing from Fortune. And what may be a huge milestone in computing, Google says it has achieved quantum supremacy, an experimental demonstration of the superiority of a quantum computer over a traditional one. Mike Adams took this, ran with it, supposedly had discussed with some people what this really means. NASA has published a scientific paper about this, about the possibilities of it, what it could mean, what it could possibly do, and they almost immediately then took it down when some people clued into, oh my gosh, this means this. Kev, you've been following this. Give a little background about what we're talking about here.
Well, yeah, let's see here. Like, the implications of that seems to bother a lot of publications, and quantum computers make cryptocurrencies obsolete. For example, it takes your desktop 10 seconds to encrypt a file, but it takes that same PC maybe a million years to encrypt it. Well, quantum computers solve that problem 10 million times faster than classic computers. So in 1 second, they can fix a problem that'll take 3 years to
Now, talk about, you know, not, I'm sure, I don't know if it's an article, but talk about what you're hearing. What is the quantum technology? What are these computers actually doing?
Well, it's the craziest thing I ever heard in my entire life. They say the computing thing is just like a regular computer, like you have in your desktop. But they figured out somehow to, since the universe is a mathematical equation, this is what the things, way over my head, the article.
But yeah.
it's a mathematical question, equation in the universe. The computer sends out its questions out into this universe, out into this mathematical field, and it comes back with the answers, And the quantum computer is able to pick the right answer every time.
Okay, so
it goes into a different. They're speculating it goes into a different dimension.
Okay, that's what I keep. I've heard several people say that. You told me that, and okay, that's odd.
That's weird. I mean, that was like
a different
wow.
dimension. What kind of dimension? I mean, I've even heard we're demons. Talking about demon worlds, yeah. but whatever. Okay, I don't know.
But nothing is safe anymore. No encryption is safe anymore.
Here's a little of the description from the article from Mike Adams. Google's new quantum processor took just 200 seconds to complete a computing task that would normally require 10,000 years on a supercomputer. Not your desktop, a supercomputer. Right. A 53-qubit quantum computer can break any 53-bit cryptography in mere seconds. Now, Bitcoin is on a 256-qubit mm-hmm. Encryption. So once they get up to that, and they say it's going to be probably about 2-3 years, they're estimating, then they should be able to break Bitcoin like that.
Like that. No, nothing is safe.
Military-grade encryption goes up to 512, 1024, 2048 range encryption. Mm-hmm. When they get there, I don't know. This is going to change the way we, the argument's going to be, looking at the other side. Well, then Bitcoin will just, is it whatever technology, then it will just go ahead of that and always stay ahead of that. That's the, the theory or the whatever. Right. They'll just stay ahead of the computer. Now, maybe that's true. Maybe that's not. Yeah. But definitely life as we know it, the banking, whatever, the most famous movie where AI take over or the battle between AI and, mankind is Terminator, the Terminator series. That's right. The most famous, well-known.
And if you haven't seen that movie, watch it.
It's a good movie. It's like the Matrix. The Matrix is a fantastic movie. That's kind of the end. Terminator's kind of like the beginning. They're exploring artificial intelligence. Okay. These quantum computers are not artificial intelligence. It's just like a computer on your desktop. It just does things completely different.
It's different.
Okay. Can you imagine if you put that and hooked it up to artificial intelligence now?
Yes.
Can you imagine the
link? How many jobs go away?
Jobs go. Maybe the computers, the artificial intelligence thinks that we don't need to be here.
Robot soldiers that can compute where to shoot the gun a mile away because they've got all the technology.
They can game plan, algorithm, any decision.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, this is why our guest, I think, is extremely important, Donald Hoffman.
Yeah, if that's the guy that I think it is, he was wonderful. I love this guy.
This is so important. This is important because we look at the world secularly. Secular, can't have a problem talking this morning. We look at the world from, separate from a spiritual religious basis. The knowledge that he's giving is going to merge science with spiritual. You're going to see you're going to see the scientific evidence of the spiritual ramifications of really who we are, at least in part here. That is our power, or that avenue is where our power is. And the Bible tells us, the science is telling us, that it is all powerful in this world. That this endowment, this belief, this creative ability given to us by our Creator is more powerful than all these supercomputers and all this and all the things that we're facing. So it's very appropriate that at the same time, you see how the universe works, ladies and gentlemen. At the same time, our biggest challenges are coming in front of us. The biggest solutions are there, or the biggest knowledge, or the biggest awakening is happening. And it is happening. And I hope that, I hope this broadcast means something to you in that way, and it's helped your life there. So we'll move on. Anything else you want to say? Go ahead.
One other thing to say in this article. Quantum computers are stargates. That's sort of scary to me, That sends complex...
Who said this? Who's saying this?
The Health Ranger.
Right, he's saying it's into another dimension.
Yeah, yeah. Like stargates. It sent complex problems into multi-dimensional, hyper-computative realm, which the computer correctly answers. They do it almost like by magic.
Rivals rubbish Google's claim of quantum supremacy. So other researchers, they take aim at tech company for declaring the computer milestone. Other people are not so, not everyone is ready to call this a turning point for computer science. So there are other people out there. I don't know.
I have a tendency to believe Google.
Well, I know Google wants control, and it we're getting a little esoteric here. We're getting a little spiritual, religious, whatever, biblical. Okay. We're endowed with a consciousness. We're given imagination. We're given a consciousness. Greek mythology. They all talk about the fire that was given to man. The Bible talks about the dominion given to man. Okay. And it's on a certain construction, and we are endowed by God, connected to God. And the whole universe is an electrical universe, and there's spiritual connections everywhere. Okay. If you're Lucifer, you want to make a counterfeit. All Lucifer does is counterfeit. So then another construction, another consciousness, that's why this AI push, that's why this transhuman push, that human beings, that mankind, I don't even like human beings, mankind is going to be inserted with these chips or whatever. And then their consciousness, their power, that divinity within them that God has granted to us is going to be pulled into this other world. And you combine that with the AI, with the possibilities and what the future might look like with this computing, you start to see a whole nother world constructed. That's again why our guest is so important today. He's going to talk about the world that we live in, how it's constructed and our perceptions of reality and all those things. Okay, what if another construction was created within this, like the Matrix? That's why the movie Keanu Reeves is so amazing. Okay, this isn't science fiction. This isn't on the movie screen. This is, looks like we're talking
right
about
around
this
the
now.
Corner.
Right, possibly around the corner. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Our connection to our divinity is paramount more than ever right now. New York Fed to pump $75 billion into money markets daily through October 10th. Daily.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
So the story we just talked about.
Story continues.
Every day, $75 billion, at least through October 10th, which is, 17 days?
Man.
More than half a month? That's way more than the TARP.
Yep.
The Fed will offer up to $75 billion a day in repurchase agreements, exchanging secure assets for cash for very short periods through October 10th. It will offer these 14-day repo operations of at least $30 billion each. However, an assigned cash crunch could be easing. Demand for liquidity at the end of last week did not significantly exceed the amount offered. So
is that supposed to squash the problem for a while?
Or? Well, they're saying it sounds like the problem is going away or is evening out.
Oh, okay.
How, what magic trick are they, what David Copperfield behind the scenes sleight of hand they're using, I don't know. Russia formally declares alleged CIA mole missing. Search underway database shows. Russia has officially declared a former Kremlin official alleged to have been a CIA informant missing and is looking for him. Well, that's just great. Indonesia haze causes sky to turn blood red.
Ooh.
Skies over an Indonesian province turned red over the weekend. Why is this significant? Well, we get lectured in America about climate whatever, climate hysteria, our climate sins. Now we're hearing some.
Our air is pretty clear. Compared to the rest of the world, especially China. They're the worst polluters.
Well, China, India, Asia.
On the planet.
Like Donald Trump said, he's 100% right. We're only responsible for about 10% of pollution. Why are we getting harped on when the biggest polluter isn't even coming to the table on any of these talks? So what's the point?
Yeah, they're exempt to 2030.
Western Journal, a nurse testified before Congress. This was last week. A nurse testified before Congress that Illinois hospital where she was employed had a, quote, comfort room where babies born alive after an attempted abortion were taken to die. God have mercy.
I know. Honor,
well,
honor
it's
our souls.
It's one thing that if we don't know about it,
right.
And still bad. But once you know, okay, we're starting to know about these things.
What are we going to do about it?
I don't even want to talk. I don't like to get in these things. Before the comfort room was established, babies were taken to the soiled utility room to die. Oh my! I can't read this. They basically sat there to die. I mean, people are. ATF admits no legal authority for bump stock ruling. There's a big lawsuit. You remember about the whole bump stock thing?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the ATF outside of Congress.
Yeah.
Congress is in the act is posed with the authority to define what a machine gun is.
Right.
The ATF is now using bump stocks and taking that and now redefining machine guns.
Right.
That's against the law. That's and these lawsuits, and the ATF all but admitted this. So maybe this is going to be overturned, but then it's going to be put back in Congress's lap, and what are they going to do? I don't know. Man sells junk guns to buyback program and buys new guns with the cash. You hear all this?
I like that, man.
This is from Law Enforcement Today. A Missouri man, go Missouri. One of the it doesn't even say the
it probably broke it, and whoever was buying it back didn't know nothing about it. We'll give you $150 for
$300. He got $300 by three of the junk firearms that he was making. He's making this little .22 little pipe.
He made them?
Yeah, they're like, make them. It took money. They didn't even know what was going on.
Oh,
He says he.
Excellent.
Anyway, he took the $300 and then went and bought a real gun.
An AR. Beautiful.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Cool story.
Yeah, it is.
I got about a minute or so before the break. I've been on family reunion for a little over a week. That's why my uncle and I haven't been in the same room. So I've been doing the show there. So thank you for your patience on scheduling and what have you. One of my children's cousins, one of my in-law's children, 8 years old. My wife starts talking to him. He's talking about school and somehow guns came up. Okay. This is 8 years old. This child does not live in California, does not live in New York, lives in kind of the middle of America, kind of, a little western, but still the middle part of America. And he said in class that the teacher told them they can't talk about guns, they can't bring a toy gun to class, and if they talk about guns, then everybody will start talking about it, and it's bad to talk about guns. I just wanted to put that out there.
We were able to bring our cap pistols to...
Well, you said in high school you did shooting range.
Yeah, downstairs in the basement.
Yeah, in your school.
Yeah, they had classes. Taught you how to shoot.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's in the Constitution. It's a duty. That's the only thing that it says the citizens are to do, Americans are to do. The Constitution is for the United States. It's not for you and me.
Right.
The only thing, requirement in the Constitution for Americans is to be armed. I don't know if you knew that, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is the basis of our society, or the legal part of our society, anyway. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news, and then Donald Hoffman. Great to be with you. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Hour, and I wanted to let you know about the Mastering Vaccine Information Bootcamp from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an 8-week online intensive training course that covers herd immunity and the truth about what safe and effective really means. Most importantly, you will learn key concepts to stand your ground. The course information coupled with the language training is what makes this course both unique and powerful. Open enrollment is from September 26th through October 1st. Sign up by visiting MasteringVaccineInfo.com.
You just heard that commercial, if you're listening, about the Mastering Vaccine course. This is Sherry Tenpenny. She wanted to sponsor our show with that announcement. I want to announce to our audience, we are very supportive of this. We are extremely happy that she's involved and extremely happy to be involved. MasteringVaccineInfo.com is the main website, or Vaxter.com. You can fill out an information sheet down as you scroll down to the bottom. She has giveaways for tuition to this class. She has reduced tuition offers and things like that. This, I don't know what medical issue is more important. I mean, I'm sure there is if I thought about it, but you know, the top two or three medical issues in everything that's concerned are these vaccines. This is what's being used to intrude in our life and our freedom. And this is a very good situation for you to get informed, you to get fortified. You need to know these things. You need to understand. You need to be able to give an answer when these issues come up, because they are coming up more and more and more. And push is coming to shove, and you have to have something to shove back with. And it works so much better if you have something to shove, you know.
Some knowledge.
So check that out, MasteringVaccineInfo.com and Vaxter.com. Also, remember Dr. Group, his place is flooded. All his products, the detox foot pads, the oxy powder, and the detoxidine, and the vegan safe B12. There's a flash sale on all of them. Today is the end of the day. Today. By the end of today, or if you leave a message, we'll honor that. Today. We can't do sales like this, but we want to support Dr. Group, give you guys an opportunity. He was supposed to be on this week, but he's flooded because of 36 inches of rain.
That's a lot of rain.
In a little over 24 hours. 15% off all Global Healing Center products with any purchase. You buy anything from the Power Mall, and you can get the great discount on those products. Please take advantage of that. Also, Good Health Naturally, Robert Redfern, the blockbuster All Clear for Candida and those kind of things. Curcumin, which is one of our absolutely top sellers, really is one of the fantastic products. I mean, all the products are great. This is like, you know, step above, fantastic plus.
Excellent.
Curcumin, the Sera enzymes, which are important, the vitamin D3, another one of those. Look, if you do not get D3 from these Good Health Naturally products, where are you going to get it? That's what you have to ask yourself on some of these things. Vitamin D being one of them. Lithium balance to help people. There's a lot of anxiety. We're at an all-time high in anxiety in this world. Lithium balance helps keep us even keel, especially veterans, PTSD. A lot of research has been very successful. The Hyzorb Q10 for CoQ10 for heart and brain. The Krill Miracle, very important. Alpha Lipoic Acid R, the Health Point Kit, all on sale at the Power Mall. Lamb Cream, Helon, also on sale. Silver Botanicals deodorant, the best deodorant. Look, if you're going to buy something anyway and you're having things shipped, throw in some of this deodorant and try it. And you, it's the best. I don't know what else to say. Do you want aluminum? Do you want parabens? Do you want other things going right in? I mean, under your arm is right where your lymph nodes is, all those things. Do you want to basically right shot right into your immune system? That can't be good. And these products are fantastic and they actually work. But you also know that you gotta, you know, you might go through a detox period because you've been taking crappy deodorants, using crappy deodorants for all this time. But anyway, Sherry Rogers, the Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, the, phosphatidylcholine, that stuff, I've seen it over and over. People said that's very important and it works very well, very well. Of course, iComplex CS Strauss Heart Drops auto ships are now available. You can receive a discounted price, lock in free shipping with that. The Oregadent from North American Urban Spice, Cold Storm Smooth Oregano from Strauss, the Collagen Power Plus from that Cass Singer was talking about. I have not gotten this yet. I'm excited to get this and try it. It makes so much sense, and it's just one of those things, especially as we age, our knees, our joints, our hair, our skin, all these things, we lose collagen. Where are we going to get it from? That's the question.
And it's from safe collagen.
It's a safe collagen, GMO-free. It's not from aborted baby fetuses.
Exactly.
And that's a big deal.
That's a big, that's, they get a lot of their collagen from that around the world.
And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if you call and there's a problem with your order, they can't find your address shipping, or the shipping address is maybe a number or two off or whatever, if you don't leave your phone number, we can't get a hold of you. Or we'll call sometimes and then we can't leave a message. So then you think, you know, it's a telemarketer trying to sell you life insurance or something, and you, maybe you don't answer. So then how can we ever get a hold of you? So just be aware of that. We do, believe me, Jay, Catherine, do work very hard to make sure that you get called back or get addressed as you need to. This is a big part of the commitment that we've made to you, but sometimes we can't get a hold of you. So just be aware of that. When you call, leave a message. When the best time to call, have a voicemail, or leave, make sure we have your email or some way to get a hold of you sometimes so that we can make sure we communicate if there's any problems or any, you know, any, whatever it is. We want to be able to commute with you, communicate with you. So we really appreciate it. The Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We thank you for your support, your purchases, your donations. ThePowerMall.com. There you go. Getting back to the news. The Supreme Court is to rule on Parliament suspension tomorrow. Now, you know about the, you've heard about the Brexit situation back mm-hmm. and forth. I mean, it's almost like the never-ending story
yeah.
or something. The Boris Johnson decided to suspend Parliament legally in Britain. They can do it on certain things. The Queen allowed it. So they're right. basically, Parliament, go away. We are Brexiting.
Right.
That's basically what he said. Now the Supreme Court is going to rule on that. We'll see how this goes. Supposedly, the Queen is behind it. Meaning she's going to go with this and she's going to
okay.
go with the Brexit.
We'll see.
Right. That's what I say.
Yeah,
we'll see.
It's been 3 years. The European Union doesn't want them to leave, so we'll see who has got more power.
Can you imagine you go to school, that your six-year-old had a fight at school or some disagreement or whatever with another child, and then you go to school and they say, well, your child's not here, or your grandchild, it's been taken away in a police car. Your child has handcuffed and is now being fingerprinted down the police station.
Oh,
a six-year-old.
For a fight?
Can you believe this? And the way that, let's see, let me read the story. What do you mean she was arrested? This is the discussion. The grandmother
said. Was it in Illinois?
Florida.
Oh.
Florida. Illinois. Yeah, with the comfort rooms with the babies.
Yeah.
There was an incident. She kicked somebody and she's being charged and she is on her way. The disorienting chaos was too much for Kirkland, the grandmother. She has a medical condition, and we are working on getting resolved. And the principal says, what medical condition? She says, a sleep disorder, sleep apnea. He says, well, I have sleep apnea, and I don't behave like that. Okay, well, you're not six.
Exactly.
I mean, six-year-olds kicking each other, that seems like...
That's normal.
I mean, come over to my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
scratching, spitting, kicking.
Yeah. I get the feeling this is not anything out of the ordinary. They told us we had to wait a few minutes because Kaya was being fingerprinted. I don't know what I would do. See, this is why my children don't go to school.
Exactly.
You got to be kidding me. U.S. wants trade deal with India to put pressure on China. China. I said China there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that better. China.
Whatever they are, they're an evil empire. The evil empire.
The India, you know, they have developing labor. They have developing markets. Why can't we make our stuff in India?
Well, that's what the plan is. You know, if China doesn't capitulate, we'll just switch everything over to India. Trump just lowered the tariffs on some of the products that India did.
Well, you know, why don't we make them in America?
Oh, yeah, that's the best way. Yeah. He is starting to make a lot of things in America.
China, there's also a video, supposedly, of a re-education camp. I mean, literally, this is straight out of 1960s Mao Zedong.
Yeah.
Chairman Mao.
Yeah, scary.
You know, the people who had glasses they killed, you know, the different things. They had people in blindfold. Supposedly, they were taking them off to get killed. They're Uyghur Muslims. There's a, along the border there in China, there's a group of Muslims that, you know, they're not making bombs. They're just Muslims that are peaceful, you know, peaceful Muslims, not these radical Muslims that just want to live their life, just want to, you know, live and kind of be, they don't want the social credit score. They don't want the control on their beliefs. That's they right. don't want their 10, you know, you heard about the church, the 10 commandments being taken away and reinserted with quotes from Xi Jinping. I mean, this is straight out of Mao.
Yeah.
50s, 60s. Exactly.
And the pictures are frightening. They're on their knees.
I mean, this is China.
Hands tied behind their backs with blindfolds on, being led into a train or something, supposedly off to get reeducated or executed.
Okay, this goes back to, this is why I talk about this all the time. It's not that guns will save us. Guns don't save us. It's ideas that save us and concepts that save us. So if you have a gun, the idea is you have dominion and that you are sovereign. That's the idea. So the idea that will save the tyranny that is opposite the tyranny, let's not complain about the tyranny that's coming. Let's talk about the solution. Well, the solution to tyranny is sovereignty in you and dominion in you. If you're not religious, you know, you can take it at that. If you are religious, this is, if you're Christian, you believe, or Judeo-Christian, and you read the Bible, that's a huge part of your religion. So those are the ideas that are counterfeit and will overcome this tyranny. We always talk about China. We're talking about Google a lot because this is like we know from our research, our guests, what have you, this is being planned for America also.
Oh yeah.
But it's why did they go to China and not America to do it? Well, because in America we have different ideals.
Guns.
Well, we have different, no, it's not even that. It's different. We have different values. We have different ideals. The Christian ethic still is here. All those things I just said, they are preventing this. So if we get to the point where we relinquish these values, relinquish our guns, then what is left? Then we're servants to what? The state.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know what the state, what state power looks like? Look at the 20th century with Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's the book? Book forever, 17 cent. Where's the book? I got the quote by Hitler in there. Is it right up there on the shelf there? Is it? I think it is, but I don't know. There's a quote by... Anyway, there's a quote by Hitler. Anyway, let's forget it. We'll get it after the hour or something. There's a quote by Hitler where he says, oh, for the first time, we have full gun registration, and everything will be safe. Our streets will be safe. Everything will be good. This is what Hitler says. Okay, this is the same thing that we are being told. Why do we talk about this all the time? These are the keystone, cornerstone issues of everything that we are talking about in the news. Because if you haven't figured it out yet, it certainly appears to me, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're wrong, Uncle Kevin. I don't know. But there is a force and a growing push to mirror China here in America. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Take away all our freedoms. Absolutely.
And use Google to do it.
Yeah.
The side note to that story about the people in the camps, supposedly they use Google to help them find those people.
Yeah, to help them track them down. Yeah. Isn't that special?
So, that's why we're having a guest like Donald Hoffman on. And don't get truth trauma. Do not bury your head in the sand. If you're new to the show and you're thinking, what in the world am I listening to? You are listening. You are witnessing, maybe that's a better way to say it, you are witnessing the culmination of centuries of struggle of tyranny versus freedom.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's coming to a head. That's what you're witnessing. The biblical story, there is no document, no religious book that we have seen that describes this better than the Bible. So no matter whatever you think about the Bible, there is no book that describes this fight and this clash better than the Bible.
Yeah, it's all about, China's all about propaganda, mind control, and Hugo Chavez used to do with the kids. Remember what he used to do with the kids? He'd say, in the schools, he'd say, pray to Jesus to have milk in front of you. They'd pray to Jesus for milk to have there, and there would be no milk. And then they go, pray to Hugo Chavez to have milk. Everybody close their eyes and pray, and milk would show up. total mind control.
Well, and then another one of the stories that we keep, climate change. Global warming, then climate change, then whatever that is. We've discussed this. Out of Breitbart, we can never forget this, ladies and gentlemen. For more than 50 years, climate alarmists in the scientific community and environmental movement have not gotten even one prediction correct.
Not one.
In other words, on at least 41 occasions, 41 major predictions by climate alarmists, these so-called experts have predicted some terrible environmental catastrophe was imminent, and it never happened. I mean, there's a whole list.
Yeah, when I was in school, we were going into the big freeze, it was called.
From the 60s up until, from the 60s is when the push really started. So we went
through it. Yeah, everything was going to be, by the 80s, we're going to be 10 degrees colder.
Have you ever eaten a Chick-fil-A, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I have. I love Chick-fil-A, really, for what they stand for, and they're very friendly, and the French fries are really good, but
their milkshakes and their chicken sandwiches and their French fries.
Anyway, Chick-fil-A, you remember the LGBT community? It was boycotting them.
Yep.
Not because really some made up nonsense. Really, they'll let the store, the franchise owners, they'll have scriptures in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not open on Sundays.
Yep, they're closed.
They're Christian theme, not theme. That's the wrong word. But the Christianity and those values are interwoven in their business model, and it's mm-hmm. a place, you can't talk about this at school. You can go to Chick-fil-A and they'll give you a scripture.
That's right.
So, anyway, LGBT community has called for a boycott on Chick-fil-A. What has it done to Chick-fil-A? Well,
it probably grew 10%.
No, doubled.
Oh, doubled. Okay.
It's doubled since the boycott.
Even better.
It's doubled since the boycott began, the massive backlash in 2012. Since 2012, their sales have doubled.
Wow. Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
From tomb to table, humans' health benefits rediscovered, trading along spice routes separated ancient cultures by vast distances. Spices like cumin, curcumin, and their value is going on even more. We have those on sale at the Power Mall. Bacterial infections, candida infections, cataracts, cancers, dental plaque, diabetes, foodborne pathogens, immune function, fertility, memory disorder, morphine, dependence, tolerance, thrombosis, all have been proven scientifically to be helped with the curcumin that we sell. And Robert Redfern, how he does his research and put things together. So, also black seed oil. These are evidence-based products. Look, natural things work if you get the right kind. Now, if you go to Walmart, I shouldn't even say that. If you go to big box stores, erase that.
Yeah.
If you go to big box stores and buy your vitamins, you're going to poison your pathways.
Right.
That's what we've seen. Or large amount. you buy good quality stuff, it does make a difference. Their bodies change, their life change. Deadly mosquito virus grows to 13 New Jersey counties. Human cases triple. Okay, when you hear that they triple, what does that mean? And there was an outrage. They wanted to tell us not to go outside for Labor Day, and in the country, 3 people had died. I mean, more people die of that every day, slipping on their tile in their bathroom.
Exactly.
I mean, it's
ridiculous.
Well, I don't want to belittle these type of stories, but you know, make sure you got your Reaganol, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, your Kirkman and your Reaganol, what have you. Secret cameras use AI to catch drivers using phones. So AI is already being used. Do you see why we spent so much time on the Google, on the banks, mm-hmm. on the AI, making that connection, the technocracy, Robert Woods is the actor. Patrick Woods, love Patrick.
Woods.
James Woods is the actor. Patrick Woods.
Yeah, he said Robert.
Yeah, Patrick, right. He's the actor. Oh. Patrick Woods is the guy at the Technocracy Now. Written the book, been on many times. This is what is being planned. It is coming into view. It is obvious.
It's creeping.
It is obvious. Well, it's meeting resistance, thank God.
Yeah, thank God. Absolutely.
And our information and what you say right now and what you spout to people right now is key. It's key.
Mm-hmm. Wake up your neighbor.
Can you imagine if Hitler had this technology? Can you imagine if Mao had this technology? We don't have to imagine it. We already know what it looks like, or starting to look like, in China.
We just saw a picture of it.
That's the beginning.
Yeah.
Type into the supercomputer or to the quantum computer. Find all dissidents or threats to the state.
Yeah.
Boom. Find them all.
Yeah.
You don't think you're going to be on this list? You know, as Marsha always jokes, I don't know if I can talk to you anymore. It lowers my social credit score.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. In 2.1 seconds, they got 5 million names on the computer.
We, in view on, said, well, how is this? I was talking when I was on my family reunion, started talking about this. People say, why, how, all these questions. It is not, evil does not win because evil is powerful. Evil wins because good does nothing, or right. good backs off. That's mm-hmm. how it works. That's how the universe works. We have put ourselves in this situation because we have carried our children right to school, paid for the noose that wrapped around our thing, yeah. put it on our children's necks, and then pulled the plug and let them be hung on the altar of Baal at these schools and to learn nonsense about evolution and climate change. And you know what else? You know, Rebecca Friedrichs, been interviewed a couple times. Fantastic. Love her. Her book, Standing Up to Goliath. She went on Fox and Friends. Now the sixth graders, they're putting in their notes after listening to these teachers, only have one child or no children. So they're teaching, they're doing in the schools what China did by force. They're going to do by consent. Because you're
brainwashing.
Because they're being brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I have to tell the story. We were in Florida at the family reunion. Okay. It's off season. It's the best time to go. What have you? There's other homeschoolers there. You know, because they don't go to school here. They you know, we kind of laugh. Everybody, it's like we know
the reunion
This is the best time to go, right? Yeah. So the homeschoolers all go right now.
Right.
And he says, I said, I just asked him, well, why did you decide to do this? And he says, this is what he said. Now, how many times have you heard something like this come out of my mouth? I didn't prod the guy. This is what he said. He figured this out. He said, well, people need to understand that our children are going to be indoctrinated. The only question is, who are they going to be indoctrinated by? Oh my gosh, this guy.
That is correct. Bing, 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 bing. You win the prize.
Yeah, this guy's fantastic.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. So you want to know why? That's where we are. Anyway, secret cameras use AI to catch drivers using phones. This is happening now.
So are they writing tickets with that, or what are they doing with it? Just putting it away for further use? Or
hold on. Since you asked, let's look. New South Wales, and this is in Australia, tends to address the problem. The transport revealed on Sunday they will roll out special cameras designed, blah, blah, blah. The device will be set up and fixed in trailer-mounted spots across New South Wales starting in December. No warning. Drivers will not get any warning if they're approaching any of these phone detection cameras. We have to unfortunately use the element of surprise to get people to think, well, I could get caught at any time. So I guess they get caught, and that sends a signal. Doesn't say. I guess it sends a signal, or they probably just send a ticket to their license plate.
Right. Okay. I was just curious.
I don't know. It doesn't. It's got cut off here. You can go to thepowerhour.com, look on news, and look more of the story. Oh, another little thing about China. I forgot to mention story in the news. Again, these are such massive stories, and they just kind of go under the radar.
Mm-hmm, because so much news.
Well, corporate media is not going to cover it. Corporate media is not going to tell you about the camps, you know, that the people are blindfolded and going off to God only knows what. The Chinese government, you know, their government has a financial sector where they invest in corporations. You know, that's communism. That's basically what's happening. Well, they've just rolled out a new thing where they've chosen 100 corporations, Alibaba being one of them. So these are, you know, the biggest, some of the biggest in the world.
In the world.
In China, they're having representatives from the government now go be placed in key positions in the corporation, in Alibaba.
Fascism.
Well, it's, no, it's reverse. It's communism. It's government controlling the corporations, not corporations controlling the government. It's the reverse.
All right.
So where was I? So, then the Chinese representative says, oh, well, nothing to worry here. They're not going to make any decisions. They're just observing. Where do you think that's going to go?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the head of the sales department of Alibaba doesn't perform well enough, and he might be off to the camp.
Yeah, he's going to have to be on his knees with him. Right, they won't make any.
It's not that they'll make any decisions. They'll just tell the government that they got to go.
He got to go, and he got to go now.
I'm really looking forward to this, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. Donald Hoffman, The Case Against Reality. Thanks, Uncle Kevin.
Yeah, you're welcome.
ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.